NYU essentially took her side. Mm-hmm. First, my chair tweeted his thanks to her and said, "We as a department have made this a priority and are discussing next steps." Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if I'm the most senior member of the department, but I've been there since 97. And I am a member in any case, and nobody from the department contacted me other than that one call from him. And here he is publicly thanking her for demanding that I be fired and promising to take action on it, which was really, you know, I was gobsmacked by this.
Do you have a sense for how this obscure tweet from an obscure account mushroomed out of control? I mean,
that we can get into, okay? that's a bigger conversation. Let me finish because it doesn't stop there. The next day, the dean, and there's a doctor who advises NYU on their COVID regulations, you know, which are draconian. And the two of them emailed my other students directly without putting me on copy. First of all, making a ritual not to academic freedom. They always do that. And then sort of hinting that I'd given them dangerous misinformation and providing a link to what they called authoritative studies from the CDC, which if I had had a conversation with them, the senders, I would have pointed out that the CDC, until early April, echoed this consensus of the studies that Dr. Fauci was on 60 Minutes explicitly saying, you know, people shouldn't wear masks.